Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with Donald Trump securing a second term as U.S. president, financial markets are already reacting, and the focus now turns to how his policies may shape the interest rate trajectory and the economic landscape more broadly. And tonight, I'm joined by Isak Uddendahl, chief investment strategist at Old Mutual Wealth. I want to discuss how the presidency could influence global markets, the dollar and interest rates, and perhaps most importantly, the implications for South Africa. Isak, good evening to you and welcome. So, initial market response to the re-election, particularly regarding the dollar and bond yields, both yesterday and today. What have you been seeing?
Yeah, so basically, it's a combination of a stronger dollar, higher bond yields, in other words, lower bond prices, and then U.S. equities in particular have rallied quite strongly. So you put those things together and you can say it's basically a positive market reaction in the sense that it is pricing for stronger economic growth. Obviously, when you get stronger economic growth, the outlook for interest rates changes. Certainly, the outlook for interest rate cuts diminishes and therefore the bonds repriced and those yields rose.
He is, of course, unpredictable politically, and we don't know what's going to happen in the future. The challenge, of course, is to make sure that that growth and sustainability remains.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of commentary being written now, by myself included, trying to suss out what the next 4 years could hold. But yeah, there's definitely going to be an element of unpredictability. And as the computer programmers will say, the unpredictability is a feature, not a bug. I think he uses it quite deliberately to keep his opponents on their toes. So it's going to be an interesting space over the next 4 years, but we do have a broad idea of what his policies are and his intentions are for the next 4 years. And that is really comes down to three things. One is higher tariffs, or certainly attempts to squeeze trading partners to improve the US's trade balance with other countries. So in his mind, if the US imports a lot, that equates losing. It's not how economists see the world, but that's how Trump sees the world. Second element is very much around tax cuts and deregulations. And I think that's why the equity market ran so heavily. You know, if you look at specifically US bank shares, really surged yesterday, talking double-digit returns. Mm. And that's on the anticipation that there's going to be less regulation for banks going forward. And then the third area is lower immigration. You know, he wants to deport migrants, which I think is unlikely, practically speaking, but certainly does imply slower growth in the U.S. labor market in the next couple of years, because obviously the native-born population in the U.S. is not really growing. You know, population growth is coming from migrants. So if you squeeze immigration, it means you squeeze your workforce.
Isak, on those three, let's look at tariffs if we can. And if he enacts what he has promised to do, what impact would it have on inflation in the U.S.? And that obviously would have an impact on interest rate decisions.
Yeah, you would say on the margin, it will increase prices somewhat. But of course, there are many moving parts. One thing is that currencies will move, and that's one of the reasons why the dollar is stronger. So just to use an example, if he's going to put tariffs on Mexican imports, you would expect the Mexican peso to weaken, and therefore the price paid by the U.S. consumer doesn't move that much. Or the Mexican producer could decide to actually cut their price in order to keep the price at the store the same for the American consumer. Or thirdly, the American retailer, Walmart or Target or whatever, can decide we will take a lower margin to protect our customers. So it's not a given that there will be higher inflation. But you have to say on the margin, yes, you would expect some increases in goods prices. Obviously, in the U.S. inflation basket, services dominate, and you wouldn't expect service prices to change based on tariffs. But yeah, so on the margin, probably some upward pressure on U.S. inflation.
Is there a concern that there will be increased borrowing to fund the tax cuts that he's promised?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's probably the big concern from my point of view. And it's more of a longer-term concern necessarily than a short-term one. It's basically the U.S. already has a very bad fiscal situation. It already has a lot of debt. It has a particularly big budget deficit given how strong the economy is. Normally, when you have a strong economy, your deficit narrows because you've got lots of tax revenues and you're not spending as much. It's not the case at the moment. So I think U.S. debt levels are just going to climb. And at some point, the bond market will have to reprice for that. We might be in the early stages of that, but ultimately, I think U.S. yields will have to settle at a higher level to compensate, you know, investors for the much higher debt levels.
If we're going to see a stronger dollar under a Trump presidency, surely this is going to put pressure on emerging market currencies, and particularly ours, which is of the basket, is probably the most volatile.
Yeah, so interestingly, the Rand has actually been very well behaved, all things considered. I mean, it was quite a bit weaker yesterday, but today it's picked up quite nicely. It's trading around 17.50 today, which is really not a bad outcome. But yeah, I think that's definitely an area to watch. As I said, the currencies will likely move to offset some of these tariffs, but there we have to wait and see what exactly is implemented on the tariff side. It might just all be kind of a threat to negotiate certain concessions. We'll have to wait and see. But yes, in a nutshell, if you're going to get lots of tariffs, you would see emerging market currencies under some pressure. All these currencies do move relative to one another. So as I said, so far the Rand, relative to some other emerging market currencies, is actually performing quite well.
And Isaac, look, I know we're looking into a crystal ball here and it's impossible to give accurate predictions, but if we have a sense of what his policies are going to be like economically, would there be a direct impact between what he is implementing and the interest rate outlook as far as the Reserve Bank is concerned?
Yeah, so it's kind of an indirect impact on the South African Reserve Bank. I think the one thing that'll happen is the US Fed will probably be more cautious in cutting rates. I still expect them to cut rates, including later this evening. But I think they will be more cautious as we head into next year, because they'll want to see what the impact of all these policies are. So that's the one thing that'll weigh on the Reserve Bank. And I think also the Reserve Bank will keep an eye on what happens to the Rand and so on. But for now, I don't think there's a major change in the interest rate outlook in South Africa. I don't think the Reserve Bank was ever going to embark on a particularly aggressive cutting cycle anyway. So I think that sort of view of a gradual rate cutting cycle in South Africa, or moderate rate cutting cycle in South Africa, I think is still valid for now.
So there's general agreement. The conventional wisdom says that over the next 4 years, there is going to be more economic and political volatility. So how should investors then, in your opinion, be positioning themselves in the face of potential short-term policy changes?
Yeah, I think, you know, the bottom line is things are unpredictable. So to make big calls, to make big views, to make predictions about what's going to happen in the next 4 years, I think, you know, treat those with a pinch of salt. You know, we're all trying to give our best guesses here, but we don't know exactly what's going to happen. So the bottom line is for the average investor out there, I think it's a case of sit tight. You know, make sure you've spread your risk, you've diversified your portfolio, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. And you'll get out of this okay, because there will be winners and there will be losers at an asset class level, at a country level, at a sector level. We've got some idea of what those might be, but you know, we cannot say with certainty. And I think we want to avoid, in this kind of uncertain environment, making particularly big bets.
Isaac Udendal, thank you very much indeed. Chief Investment Strategist at Old Mutual.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.